This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guests on this weekend's show are Pete Vizentin, Macoupin County CEO Facilitator, Quentin Zillin, a Mount Olive High School senior, and Macy Wellhausen, a North Mac senior. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Good to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Pete, we're going to discuss today an event coming up February the 14th. It's Macoupin County CEO's presentation of BOLD. That's standing for Business and Leadership Development Conference. Yes. And we're going to let you tell us a little bit about this conference and some of the things that will go on there.
So every year in the CEO program, the class has to put on a business as a group. And this year, they really went big. They're putting on a business conference called BOLD. And they're bringing in guest speakers to help people who are entrepreneurs in the area grow their business, or people who are entrepreneurs, so people who work at large companies, get leadership training. And the big thing for this conference is they're bringing in the number one motivational speaker on the planet to be their keynote. His name is Eric Thomas. They're flying him in from Detroit, Michigan. If you're on social media, he has about 3 million followers, and he's amazing. There has never been an event like this in Macoupin County with this level of speakers. And if you're out there and you're hearing this right now, if you own a business, or if you work in a business, or if you're an administrator or a leader of any type, you are not going to want to miss this conference. This has never happened before.
Now, in addition to the keynote speaker, there's going to be breakout sessions with various other speakers. Would you like to explain that a little bit?
Yes, we're going to have two tracks at the conference. So there'll be the entrepreneur track and the entrepreneur track. The entrepreneur track is for people who own their businesses and they want to grow them. So we're bringing in a social media expert to help grow your businesses. And if you're on the entrepreneur side, we're bringing in these world-class speakers to help do leadership training for your businesses. So it's going to make your employees better, and they're going to just improve your organizations from the inside out.
How will the conference go? Is it got a set format, or is it, as you say, with breakout sessions, do you just sort of go what is of your interest, or how will that be?
Yeah, so the conference is going to go from 9 a.m. in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and it's on Valentine's Day. So it's kind of like a pseudo holiday. So it's a very good excuse to not go into work that day and to come to BOLD. But we're going to have breakout sessions all day, and then, of course, the big keynote speaker at the end.
Of course, you alluded to, if you're interested in entrepreneur or intrapreneur, you should attend. How does one attend? Ticket information?
You go to MacoupinCEO.com/BOLD Conference, or a better way is to track down a Macoupin CEO student in your area.
Pete, we're going now to turn this over to a couple of the students in the CEO program from Macoupin County. And if you would, just tell us a little bit about, we've already introduced them at the beginning of the program, but about these two students.
Quentin is from Mount Olive. He's a senior. And then Macy's from North Mac. She's also a senior. This is our third year in a CEO program, and this is the most ambitious group we've had so far, and this is the most ambitious project they've ever taken on. So I don't want to take any more time. I'm going to let them have the mic for a little bit.
Quentin Zillin, we're going to speak with you now about your, let's say, participation in the BOLD conference, and sort of what are you doing, or give us your experiences of what it's been like to get into this and keep it going and now coming pretty soon to the finale.
Well, thank you for having me. When I started CEO, I was not aware of how difficult it would be. It's been very stressful, but with the help of other students and Pete, I've come to really enjoy CEO and taking on this big conference, and I'm just so excited for everything that we do and attending every single day.
What was it like when you first thought about doing this? How did you all of the CEO members come to the decision to do this?
Well, the entire class wanted to do something different for Macoupin County, and we wanted it to be extraordinary for everyone that attended. I personally have never seen anything like this around here, and having Eric Thomas come is huge.
From my understanding, the CEO students sort of broke into committees or subgroups. You mentioned that you were sort of working with marketing. Would you like to talk just a little bit about what you've been doing in that particular area?
Yes, in the marketing committee, we are in charge of a lot of the promotional materials, such as the flyers and brochures. and we are making sure that everyone's getting the information needed to attend the conference.
Macy Wellhausen, we're going to talk to you now a little bit about your experience with the Bold Conference and things like that. We just heard from Quentin and what he thought, but what's your thoughts about you all putting this together, and now it's almost here?
We've had a lot of ups and downs, but overall our team has held together, and we're super excited that it's almost here, because I'm sure, as like they've said, it's definitely an event that nobody wants to miss out on, so we're really happy for that.
How long have you all been working on putting this together?
We've started last year sometime, so a little bit before December probably.
And as far as your particular place in the whole putting together the Bold Conference, what area are you sort of specializing in, or the committee that you're sort of working with as far as this?
I am in the sales committee, so I'm the one that goes out and pitches to businesses and just talks to people more about the conference, things like that.
How did your whole group, I guess, actually get the keynote speaker and the other speakers, or how did you go about setting this up to have all these people coming in on February the 14th?
It definitely wasn't easy, but the person that we'd like to thank the most would be Oros and Bush of their considerable donation to help us get Eric Thomas in. And Eric Thomas has worked with us very well throughout the whole process, and we're very thankful that they made it easier for us.
Pete, we'll return to you now just for a moment. Take a little time and just talk about the Macoupin County CEO program. You're the facilitator of it, and just about how students get involved with it, not just the particular students involved this year or past couple of years with the Bold Conference, but what is it?
CEO program is a entrepreneurial program, and it's a basically a 9-month coaching process to with the end goal of having them start their own business, and then we want them walking, talking, thinking, and acting like seasoned business pros whenever they leave the program when they graduate from high school in May. And all 8 high schools in Macoupin County participate. We only have about 20 slots in the program. To get in, it's very similar to a college application. It's done online at macoupinco.com. It's 100% online, or can be done 100% on a mobile phone, mobile device. It's very competitive to get in, but it's real world experience. You know, one of the things that I always say, the recruiting visits every school, these guys walk out of here at graduation of high school with way more real world experience and a much bigger professional network than I had after 5.5 years of business school and college. So it's an amazing program. There's 49 other CEO programs throughout the Midwest. It started in Effingham 11 years ago and kind of spiderwebbed out from there. But if you want to know what CEO is in a nutshell, it's basically a way to meld the real business world with the safety of the educational world and bring the two together in the middle to give them the right resources and the right support to start these businesses and to do these big things like put on the Bold Conference before they leave high school. And I don't know about you guys, but it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be an amazing feather in their cap to be able to walk out of here at their high school graduation in May, having the experience of put on a huge business conference like Bold with the number one motivational speaker in the world. They're already going to be able to have that on their resume and all the experience that comes with it. So it's amazing. The applications are open now until March 1st, and all sophomores or juniors in Macoupin County High Schools can apply.
And finally, as we end the show, the Bold Conference coming up February 14th. One more time, if you'd like to remind anyone who may want tickets or to attend, prices and how to do so.
Yes. So the Bold Conference is on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and it's at Lake Williamson Christian Center in here in Carlinville, Illinois. The tickets are $75 until February 1st, and then they go up to $100. But student tickets are only $50. And then we have a special rate for groups. A lot of companies want to bring 5 or more employees to the event. We have a special rate for that. But that can all be found at macoupinceo.com/boldconference or by contacting directly any current Macoupin CEO student.
Pete, Quentin, and Macy, thank you for joining us on the Forum Program this weekend.
Thank you for having us.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.